This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. We're going to have a big show tonight. We've got breaking news out of Colorado. I think they're our first guest. We've got, I guess Brandon's got three other guests coming on. We'll have to find out in a minute. But I wanted to tell you this, the next 4 days here, up leading up to the election. Now we have tomorrow I'm speaking in Sioux City, Iowa, at the President's Rally. Everybody come on out there, get out there, and we're going to have a great time there. It's going to be amazing. That they have a pre-show. It's a pre-show before you even go inside. And they've asked me to headline that tomorrow, and it's going to be awesome. We there's going to be speakers out there, a lot of speakers. I think RSBN is going to be filming it all, or it's going to be live on RSBN, which will be live here on Frank's Speech. And then on Friday morning, I speak at 10:30 in Branson, Missouri at a Clay Clark event. That's going to be huge. I think I'm one of the first guests there to speak. Then on Sunday, I will be going to Miami and speaking again at the President's Rally in Miami. And then from there, we go wing on up to Ohio. And that's on Monday, the 7th. And then the big news here on election day and night, I will be 100% in Tennessee with you, Brandon.
Awesome.
Well, I just confirmed we were 99.9. Now we're 100%. So
awesome. Excellent.
That's going to be everybody. What we're going to have on it's going to be a little different. Brandon's got two studios now. So who are you going to have up at the studio, the big studio? What guests do you have there?
We haven't really worked all that out. We're going to put, I know for sure, Pete Santelli in the second one to do where he can be working on returns and whatnot. But at the main desk here, it's whoever you want. My guess is you're going to be bouncing back and forth.
Who do you have coming? Who's coming?
Roger Stone will be in person. Roger Stone, Pete Santelli, Garland Favorito, and Trevor Loudon.
Okay. All right. I want to be at the other desk. We're going to call that one the real-time crime desk, everybody. The real-time crime. Okay? Let's take it down to the real-time crime desk. And we were going to tell you in real time if anything's getting manipulated with the computers.
Yes.
I think it's going to be great. We'll be reaching out to our cyber experts that are out there all over the country, and we'll be reaching out to them, and we'll be watching this election from every single camera angle known to man, and just like we did in Brazil, and we don't have any updates on Brazil. I've been trying to get some all day. I don't know if you do, Brandon, before we bring on the breaking news from Colorado. It's been pretty quiet there, everybody. I know I had one of my pastor friend that had to get out of there. He was down there praying with the, you know, praying in the country. They had a lot of pastors that went down, I guess, and praying that the election, that they could overrun the algorithm, so to speak. And they couldn't get out of Brazil for about a day and a half. He's home safely, and he thanked everybody for their prayers because they were very worried about getting out. I did see films from there where the one that they say was selected, the one that you can't call a criminal even though he's been in prison.
Yeah.
When they Lula, is that his name?
That's his name. Yep.
Lula. So they showed just malls or department stores or whatever they'd have there just being looted. With the celebrating that, I guess they would be celebrating or what? Who knows what they were doing? But these were all, they said they were all people on the left. now that they have this dictator or what, this communist in charge, or supposedly in charge. That he's, you know, there. I don't believe Bolsonaro has conceded, and there will be big. I heard there's going to be big investigations, and hopefully they open up the machines, Brandon. Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, it would.
And speaking of machines, one of the tip of the spear is Colorado, where you know, all the it seems like so much corruption in Colorado, starting with the crooked Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, just one of the biggest call it what it is, just criminal. What she's done, deleting the Dominion machines and the stuff she's done, weaponized against the citizens of Colorado. Including that was Colorado that came and took my phone. She weaponized the FBI, everybody, to get my phone. So, Brandon, do we have...
yes, we have Sharona with us. Sharona, welcome back to the Lindell Report. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
And Sharona, can you introduce the gentleman that's going to join us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Murray Summer is a retired attorney. He has been giving counsel to many of the lawsuits across Colorado and even other lawsuits across the country. He's the kind of attorney that loves to be in all the details that us regular people just cannot stand. But we, more than that, though, Murray Summer has been a patriot here in Colorado for a long time. He has been working the ground and bringing people together and educating them on the state of affairs here in Colorado. He was one of the biggest motivators for us to actually run a campaign against a 10-year incumbent congressman. And so we have so much respect and regard for him, even more so the ways that the things that he's come up with to push back on this belligerent, decrepit, criminal, yes, Jenna Griswold of Colorado has just been outstanding.
Yes. Sir, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us here on the Lindell Report.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us, give us the report. Let Mike and I and everyone in the audience know the breaking news tonight of basically sounds like a dictator or a wannabe dictator in Colorado.
Well, as we have this discussion, I guess the hearing is still going on. It started at 2:00 this afternoon in Denver District Court. It's a hearing on a request for an injunction against Secretary of State Griswold's enforcement of an election order she issued about 10 days ago. So let me give you a little background. I'll try not to get into the weeds because, you know, who cares about the weeds? So the big picture is that about 10 days ago, the Secretary of State issued an election order. That's an administrative order, like an executive action, to the county clerk in Elbert County, which is a relatively small county southeast of Denver. Now, the clerk in that county has crossed swords with her office several times. And there's other litigation that they've had and so forth. So they're not really fans of each other. That's important background. And this order said, well, we know there's a general election coming up in a couple of weeks on November 7, 8, whatever the date is. But we're not going to let you conduct that in your county, even though you are the elected official, the elected county clerk and recorder, sort of pulling on this county clerk what they pulled on Tina Peters in Mesa County, trying to kick him out from his role to conduct the local elections. Now, the reasons stated in this order are pretty vague. I think it's very bold that the order says, well, we're doing this in part because of public statements you made. But they don't say what's wrong with the public statements.
Wow.
And they were statements that related to this clerk's commentary and critique of some of the election rules that Griswold has promulgated. Now, it's not only his right as county clerk to comment on the rules, but it's also his right as a citizen to do that. So she's violated his free speech rights under the federal and state constitution. And then another interesting aspect is that all the facts she alleges in her order occurred not later than about August 18 of this year. So that was 2 months before she issued the order. During that 2 months, she was completely crickets on there being any problem. That was a lot of time for her office to contact him and say, you know, we have this concern, and if you don't clean this up, you're not going to be able to conduct the election. or whatever. No, nothing. Crickets, absolute silence. And then at the last minute, just drop this order and say, you can't conduct the election. We're going to send our babysitter in to do it for you. So most of the county clerks, I think, in Colorado would simply roll over if this happened, but not this clerk. He filed a lawsuit requesting an injunction against the enforcement of the order. And the hearing is going on right now. It started at 2 o'clock.
That is awesome. I'll tell you, everybody, you're hearing this out of Colorado. You know, we talked about Brazil, where they made the Supreme Court there, that they are the, I guess the judges are not their Supreme Court, but said, you know what, if you badmouth that guy, that Lula, and you call him, you know, and if you call him names, you could be put in prison or jail. And by the way, also, not only do you not badmouth them, if you talk bad about the election, then we're going to also come after you. Well, that's what Jenna Griswold seems that she's done in Colorado for the past 2 years and probably longer. This is skipping right over socialism to communism. Mm-hmm. When you can't, you know, God bless him for having courage. Like you said, the rest of the clerks would probably just fold because they're in fear. They don't want to be, you know, what, threatened by this official, and they know how the media is in Colorado and in our whole country for that matter. But I'm getting to learn all the big players in Colorado, Sharona. All these,
Well, listen, no clerk wants to get petered. Okay, that's what we call it in Colorado. You don't want to get petered.
Right,
and
right.
This is what's happening. And in fact, I just want to point out that SB 22-153, that's the piece of legislation that your audience knows so well. That's where the Secretary of State has total control over the elections, and all the elections are centralized. You can't make forensic images. You really can't do anything as a clerk and recorder. You're really just a figurehead. There was one component in there that was removed, and that was the part where she wanted people to be fined for speaking against her. That part was actually removed from the bill. So the First Amendment stands, supposedly, according to the legislature in Colorado. The First Amendment does stand for these clerk and recorders. They can say whatever the heck they want to about the Secretary of State or the election practices. But I think Jenna forgot that they removed that piece of that piece from that particular bill.
Sharona, if they wouldn't have removed that, I would probably owe her who knows how many millions of dollars on fines, because Jenna Griswold is in my top three in the country that I go after every single day. Well, there's her and Brad Rassenberger, and we always have a third one that creeps up there, like Robin Voss of Wisconsin. I can't believe that, but everything else went through of that bill other than you can't badmouth the Secretary of State of Colorado.
Yes, I mean, and as Marie's pointed out, that is the one thing she's going after for this clerk and recorder, is you said something bad, I don't like it, I want you out. Now the problem really is that this precedent was set by judges. It's not a lawful precedent like Marie stated earlier on my show, but they set this standard that one elected official can remove another elected official without due process. So, I mean, he's the beast they created.
Well, we have an issue here in Colorado. We have a lot of issues. And one issue that's coming to light big time is how crappy our judiciary is. And I mean, you know, we know that the administration is bad, and we know the Secretary of State's office in particular is bad. But the people ultimately gain some comfort from knowing that even though they may not have the resources to take something to court themselves, that somebody out there will do it and they'll vindicate the public's rights. I mean, that's what's happening in these lawsuits we're involved in, is we're trying to vindicate the public's rights. But I want to tell you, we haven't encountered a single judge in this state who has the balls to enforce the law. And they're very quick.
We're praying, and that's right. We are praying for the judges. I've said it on my show. That has to change. If it doesn't, if we don't have judges with courage to take in cases and not kick them to standing, and then if you don't do that, you've got these other judges that are, who knows, compromised, whatever they are. We have to pray that for everyone in this country, if you know a judge, if they're a family member, a neighbor, a friend, encourage them. That's the last stand. That is the final frontier. That is it. If the judges don't bring the law back, We're a lawless, it's a country, and it's over. It is over because we have went swung so far, not just communism, but as a lawless country. And if the judges don't bring it back, you being an ex, a retired lawyer, don't you believe that? I mean, is that, if they don't bring it back, who's going to bring it back?
Well, I'm afraid that it won't come back. And once it's lost, you know, what's the famous quote from whoever the founding father was? You know, there are many of them, you know, Benjamin Franklin's, we gave you a republic if you can keep it, and all those similar statements that liberty requires constant vigilance. Well, we have to be constantly vigilant here about our judiciary. That's a key component in the entire system. It's like the bulwark. And I'm afraid that by being derelict in their duties as a judiciary, that there will be people who feel they don't have a choice but to take it into their own hands. Now, I'm not advocating that. I'm just commenting on what's one likely consequence when the people lose confidence in the system. That's what's at stake here, in my opinion. I think it's a very serious situation. And this is not a situation that was made by the people. It was made by the negligent public officials, including the judiciary.
Right.
Did you just send me a screenshot, Sharona, that proves that Jenna Griswold has admitted that the machines are hooked online?
1,000% I did. She just sent it out again.
Can we bring that?
Put it up there. Hallelujah. They're
Logan,
coming
can we
clean.
Get that screenshot online while Sharona tells us what this screenshot is she just sent me?
And by the way, Logan, if you're listening, put us on Lindell TV 3-2. There was a little glitch in one of the servers, so put it also on Lindell TV 3 if you can. Thank you.
If you want to zero in on that circled portion there, this is just a nice little friendly weekly brief that came out in June. It was resent again recently to the clerks of Colorado, and it's so fascinating. It says security best practices. It's recommended that during the election period, counties periodically continue to check that Wi-Fi is disabled on all components of their voting system with Wi-Fi capability, if possible. A guide on how to check Wi-Fi is disabled on components of the Dominion Democracy Suite system is attached to this newsletter. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
You know, these people, I mean, this is their friendly little weekend brief so they can cross their T and dot their I, while the Colorado Constitution states that all voting systems must be standalone systems, meaning they cannot have Bluetooth or Wi-Fi accessibility. And yet every single machine in Colorado has Bluetooth modems. They're being instructed right here by the Secretary of State's office. This email went out to every clerk in Colorado, and you still don't see these clerks calling their sheriffs and saying we need to remove these machines immediately because they are violating Colorado state law. And everything that Tina Peters tried to tell us looks like it's probably true. I mean, the cowardice in Colorado is the gift that just keeps on giving. These poor people there, I mean, right there it says, the Wi-Fi is disabled on components. Make sure that it's disabled on the components of the Dominion Democracy Suite system. There you go.
Wow.
Throw them all in jail.
Wow.
Well, we've all known that there are online capabilities, but we also know that, you know, there's not just hacking and algorithms, but there's also pre-programmed in the machines where they're not online at the time, but when you plug in that or turn it on to send the information, everything goes live. Does everybody realize in a blink of an eye, a computer can go ding, boom? You know, I like the way our president said, our real president at the rally the other day, he goes, we don't need a Trump vote. You go in, you vote Trump. It goes all over the place, overseas, another country, China, goes over there, flies around, and comes back, and you look at it, says Biden. You know, I mean, this is where we're at. That's why I've said it before, we have to get rid of the machines. I believe everything going on in Colorado, that they're the tip of the spear, the fight is there when you come to getting rid of the electronic voting machines, because they were caught. They were caught. Everybody needs to understand one thing. What we have up here on Frank's Beach, which is the third report, and it says inside the machines, which is the Mesa County data, the Tina Peters data, We have that up there. Well, what is that? Here it is in a nutshell. It is 100% evidence that Dominion and Jenna Griswold committed felonies, not only to the state of Colorado, to our country, and they deleted evidence in a little thing called Lawfare going on across our whole country. Hundreds of lawsuits by Dominion, Smartmatic, and others, but Dominion, especially based in Colorado, they lied and said they weren't from Canada. Oh, yeah, we're based in Colorado. Well, you certainly are. That's where you started your corruption. I'm glad if they, so when do we find out if they rule against, will we know by tomorrow if they rule against Jenna Griswold or what?
Well, we should know this afternoon. This is an emergency injunction request. The election's next week. The clerk has been, you don't start an election on election day. The clerk starts weeks in advance, if not months in advance, recruiting judges and designing the ballots and getting them printed. I mean, there are lots of steps, and so in the middle of all that, this election order comes down and says, "Well, you can't do this anymore." But he's in the middle of the whole process, so that's why it's an emergency. And the judge, I'm sure the judge understands that, so he's gonna rule right away.
Well, when you reach out, when you guys find out, reach out to me, and we'll have one of you on, Sharon. One of you can come on right away, maybe break into on Lindell TV here for a quick report. Well, Brandon, can you promise them that if they can break in for a quick update as this progresses?
Absolutely. Let me know when.
Yep.
I'll let Sharona know as soon as I know, and then she'll contact you. By the way, you know, the effort that we're engaged in, I work for free. I'm a volunteer. I just do this, because I believe in the cause. But it does take lawyers who have to be paid, and this isn't free. So we need to raise money, and I'd be grateful if you'd let me put up information about how people could contribute.
Oh, yeah, let's get it up there. What do you have for the info? Can you put that up there, Logan?
Go full screen on him, please.
Go full screen there. There we go, everybody. Donate online. Put it up and let it get clear. Lift it up a little higher, I guess.
Uh-oh. There you go. Okay, it got blurry.
Yeah, it got blurry. Just pull it back some.
Oh, well, that's because my background is. Can they take off the blurry background?
Just cover your face with it for a minute.
Maybe you can just tell the website. Or is there a website?
Or just read it to us. Just read it to us.
PathToReform.com.
It's PathToReform.com all together. PathToReform.org. 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 And there's a familiar donate button that you push, and it's going to bring up a menu, and you have to select Campaign Constitution Election Division. That's why I really wanted to flash it up here, if there's any way that I can get rid of this blurry thing. So anyway, it's PathToReform.org.
Okay.
One last point before you guys move on. I mean, these are the things that regular people are involved in doing to try to take their state back. And it's as you already know, I mean, you have the Lindell Offensive Fund, because they come after us, and they have unlimited supplies, unlimited money. And we're all scrambling, trying to figure out how we can push back and resist them. And so I'm really grateful for people like Maurice and for the attorneys that we're not going to name, because Project 65 systematically goes around trying to remove these great attorneys and file complaints against them. So when we have courageous people, as you know, we support them and we stand with them. So we will definitely bring an update back as soon as we know.
Well, Brandon or Logan, maybe you can get, there it is right there, everybody. Let's hold it there for a minute. Don't move it right there. Don't move it. PathToReform.org. Everybody get on board there. Get donations in. We've got to stop the crime and get rid of the electronic voting machines. So everybody, if you can help out here, like you said, lawyers are needed across our country. So many people are working for free, but they have unlimited resources, the bad guys. So thanks for helping out, everybody, and thanks you guys for coming on. And we can't wait to hear the update. We can't the update. Well, Well, we need a win here in Colorado. We need a win in Colorado. Okay?
Just one.
All right.
Thank you, Sharona, for bringing this to our attention, and thank you, sir, for all your great legal work there.
Well, we'll see. It's great if it works.
Well,
not so great if it doesn't work.
Yeah, but still, you did the work. You did the work.
Yep, yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you. Let me know about any updates, Sharona. All right, joining us now is going to be Adam Steen. Adam Steen. Okay, we're going to be grabbing Adam Steen. And then we're going to grab Jody out of Minnesota. We got breaking news with Jody. And then
who who do we have first? Who's waiting right now?
It's supposed to be Adam, but the control room guys are a little swamped right now trying to fix this problem with player one, which we're back on player one.
Yep, we're back. We're back, everybody.
But they're going to grab Adam Steen, and then we're going to go to Jody with breaking news out of Minnesota, then Patrick Kolbeck with breaking news out of Michigan. But what I'll do is take this opportunity real quick, Mike, to go over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Again, folks, you're not going to hear about all these breaking news stories tonight on Newsmax, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC. No one's going to cover all this breaking news that's related to your liberties, your freedoms, right? But Lindell TV is here to do this. Mike is here to do this. Mike is spending a lot of effort and money to fight for our liberties and freedoms. So here's how you can support Mike, support this network, keep the Lindell Report going. Take a look at the screen. You just go to MyPillow.com. This is the way you can support us and get something in return.
This is that. These are the TV specials, everybody. Go there. Click on that, Brandon, right now, if you can click. I'm going to go right down the TV specials, everybody. If you look here, look at you have the slippers. You save $90 on the slippers. The best sheet sale ever right there. You save 50% on Giza Dream Sheets. Then you have the MyPillow topper. I can't read that. What's that save?
MyPillows.
No, the topper. How much do you save there?
Oh, as low as $99.98.
Oh, it's 99. I mean, this is our biggest sales of the year. And here you got the MyPillows, original MyPillows, the 6-piece towel sets. You guys, $39.98. Regularly $89. It's hard to read.
It's $89.96 is regular price.
This is the sale of the week right here. I put the coffee on sale yesterday here for 50% off. Okay. And you get a free Go Anywhere pillow if you do the subscription. The 50% off and the free Go Anywhere is with the subscription. So, but you can cancel anytime, everybody, but you're never going to want to cancel. But you can anytime. And you keep the Go Anywhere pill, the $20 Go Anywhere pill. You will absolutely, I'm drinking the coffee now. It is the best coffee you're ever going to drink. This is to my store. It's exclusively on my store. And on my store, remember, that's a platform for all the entrepreneurs in our country, USA Entrepreneurs and or USA Products. And Brandon, we also have the My Store shopping channel up here, right here on Frank's Beach. So, you guys, get the coffee. Help support us. We really need help right now. I'll tell you, with this midterm coming up, the most important election, probably the most important election in history, the way it's coming down, which I believe 2020 was, because it actually came down to what we're going to do this next Tuesday. And we're watching from every camera angle. But you guys, that takes so many cyber guys and lawyers and people and money and resources. And so by you helping with all of these things, you can not only get good products, but you're helping me, because when anything that comes through to me, I am spending it all on, you know what, things to help save our country. If you want to go direct there, you can also go to the Lindell Legal Offense Fund if you just want to go right into the money that we need for to help save our country. Right now, it is so important to know that we have a plan, Brandon.
Yep.
All we need is resources and to get to put all this plan that's been going on in place. And it's
the other
amazing.
The other side has all these liberal foundations, all these liberal nonprofits, Suck a Buck, George Soros, all those liberal groups, you know. So we don't have all that, right? So we depend on the people.
Yep, absolutely. And thank you all. You all been amazing. And MyPillow, the employees, they all thank you here at MyPillow and at my store, the My Store employees. And So we thank each and every one of you. Promo code L77. Do all your Christmas shopping here. All of it. It's not, I put behind. Remember, everybody. All right, I'm going to throw one more bonus in there for you tonight. Remember, we have a 60-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to extend that. We usually do it. We do it about this time of year. But I'm going to do it right now. The 60-day money-back guarantee will go till March 1st of 2023, everybody. So March 1st of 2023. Anything you buy now, so you don't have to worry about buying a gift. If they open it on Christmas, they go, oh, I already have it, or I don't want it. And you don't have to worry about it because the guarantee, you can return for any reason up to March 1st of 2023, buying it right now. That's where you can get all your Christmas gifts early. A lot of those items, we have limited quantity, especially you get over to the My Store side. These are entrepreneurs. They're very, you know, they only have X amount, and we're trying to get them all sold out. Get these people sold out. Get them the resource they need to keep their companies going and be built bigger and bigger in our country. And so we thank you all for that.
Joining us now is Adam Steen. He's running against Robin Voss there in Wisconsin.
Don't forget, you can't forget the top three of the people I badmouth in this country. Robin Voss is, I'm going to move him to number one right now. We're going to move Robin to number one in the country right now as one of the biggest blockers this country's ever seen. From now till the election, Robin Voss is our number one person we want to get out of office. And you're looking at the guy right there that's running against him. We have a little, there's a little bit of a caveat to that, and it is, Adam is a write-in. Is that correct, Adam? They have to write your name in. Okay. Can you tell us why? Tell us why that is, and what and how you're going to win.
Well, Mike, it's so important. We lost by 260 votes in the primary, allegedly.
Allegedly.
What we found out after losing is that a write-in campaign forces a hand count of the ballots, Mike. That is the most important thing you need to take away from this topic, that we are going to force the Racine County, 12 precincts in the state of Wisconsin, to a hand count of the ballots.
Wow.
And that is so important, guys.
Right.
So important.
And that's going to cover it. So that's going to also set a precedence, everybody. We're really going to find out, you know, you've campaigned in Racine County. You talk to anyone that wants Robin Voss, the people do not want Robin Voss. So what does Robin Voss do? He does traditional marketing, puts all this garbage of his on TV, that he doesn't put that he's lied to the American people and lied to Wisconsin. He didn't put that in his ad. You know what he put in his ad? The Racine County Sheriff. It floored me. Brandon, if I had known the Racine County Sheriff backed Robin Voss when I was at the Moment of Truth Summit and he was on the stage, I would have asked him straight up, how can you back a liar? Because he lied to me personally. Do we have that clip of Robin Voss? I want to show that if we have it. We don't have a lot of time, Adam, but we're going to have you on again right up to the election. I want people in Wisconsin. Everybody in Wisconsin, I wanted to make it there so bad. I endorse Adam. My number one endorsement, right here he is. You guys, you have to get rid of Robin Voss. You have to tell everyone you know, if you're in Racine County, if you're in Wisconsin, you better tell anyone in that area that, you know, your concerns about getting rid of Robin Voss and to vote for Adam with a write-in. This needs to travel everywhere. Put it out on your social media, everybody. Put it out everywhere. It has to, we have to do that.
There's 6,438 other races in the assembly in the country going on right now. And this is the most important race in the country because the direction of our country is at stake, Mike.
100%. Everybody, let me tell you about Robin Voss. He's Speaker of the House in Wisconsin. And Robin Voss has blocked everything coming out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, one of the differences about Wisconsin and the other states is, sure, there's crime in every one of the states, election crime, every single one, every single county with these machines and stuff. But Robin Voss, the difference in Wisconsin, there was a ruling by the Supreme Court of Wisconsin that there was crime in Wisconsin. There was also more fraud, including the Racine County Sheriff brings it up, but yet all of a sudden he flips over to Robin Voss. So Robin Voss's buddy, the Racine County Sheriff, finds all this crime done in Wisconsin. That gets exposed. The WEC gets exposed. Somehow it all goes away, and Robin and him are thicker than thieves. And then you have Robin say, you know what, let's do an investigation. They got a guy named Michael Gableman, an ex-Supreme Court judge, does a huge investigation, everybody. 8 to 10 months, he gets done, and his recommendations are, the fraud is so widespread, we have to decertify Wisconsin. He put all these recommendations. What did Robin do? We're not doing nothing. He told me personally over the phone, Mike, until I get a Republican governor, my hands are tied. I go, what are you talking about? The legislatures make the laws, Robin. Your little Racine County sheriff there, the sheriff is the most powerful person in the county. You know, so it's disgusting.
So important, really, that we have to step up. We can't sit back and watch, right? We have to act. The only way we can do that is to get these people out of office, period.
We have to. And Robin Voss, every state has a blocker, but if we can free up Wisconsin, we get Robin Voss out there, Wisconsin will crumble. All the stuff we've already been exposed will be brought to the light. The media might even cover it because they did cover Robin Voss. Do you have that clip quick, Brandon?
No, we don't.
Okay. Anyway, everybody, the clip said, it showed Robin Voss saying the only way that we can, that we would ever do anything with a previous election is if a court ruled, not just this hearsay on election fraud, which he said himself it was widespread. Robin Voss, to paraphrase, said, I will not do not anything about an election until a judge would rule that there was fraud. Well, that I think the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling there's fraud. That way you would think Robin would come out and say, hey, it's time, let's do it. He's a Republican and he's a leader in Wisconsin. But what did he do? He went completely Fox on everybody. He went silent. Right? Did I say that right?
You nailed it. He's not even supporting Janelle Branchen. Did you see what she put out this last week? That the military is now compromised. And he's not supporting her at all.
The military vote got compromised?
She received 3 military ballots in her mailbox to a Holly Branchen. She put out the press release on Monday. And now that we have this compromised status, where is Robin Voss? Where is the Speaker of the Assembly stepping up and saying...
Right. Yeah, it's disgusting, everybody. And our military vote, remember, is a whole other thing. All of our military done by email and stuff for overseas, our UACABA, it's disgusting. That they've stolen 97% of those. 97% in the 2020 election. Let me say that again. 97%. 860-some thousand votes that voted for Biden out of 890,000. That would be prorated based on all of the whistleblowers we've talked to so far that have came up. That's going to be a whole nother lawsuit, everybody. But wow, you know, Robin Voss, shame on Robin Voss. He's as far as I'm concerned, one of the biggest traitors this country's ever seen. And Adam, we're behind you. Come on back when you can. We'll have you on as much as we can before the election. Everybody, if you're in Wisconsin, get out. You tell every one of your friends, everyone you know, that knows anyone in that district in Racine County, you call them up and you say, hey, you go right in Adam Steen. We got to get rid of Voss. I think that's a theme throughout all of Wisconsin.
It is. Make sure that they go to the website. It's steenforus.com, Mike. They can hit the donate button. They can come volunteer. Okay. They can make phone calls into the district. They can help in so many ways, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's put up the website real quick if you can, Logan. What is it again?
Steenforus.com. S-T-E-E-N.
Steenforus.com. Steenforus.com. That's pretty easy. Okay, there it is right there, everybody. Steenforus.com. Thanks, Adam. We'll have you back as soon as possible.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, guys.
Great job. All right, joining us now out of Minnesota, before we go to Patrick Colbeck with breaking news out of Michigan, is Jody. Jody out of Minnesota. Jody, thanks for being with us tonight, Jody.
Hi.
Jody.
Hello, Jody. I want to thank you for last night. And Brandon, let me give you a little background here.
All right.
I'm on our our weekly call to thousands and maybe, I don't know, thousands of people all across all 50 states were on last night. And I'm taking questions, and Jody brings up a question. She's from my home state of Minnesota. I want everybody to know I have been looking for something. How can I help Minnesota? Because in Minnesota, everybody, the media in Minnesota is completely silent with me. They don't even, Brandon, you wouldn't even think I'm from Minnesota in Minnesota. So, I mean, it's like I could go do the biggest event. It'd be like nobody would even know about it because they've learned in Minnesota, don't even talk about Mike Lindell. And so when I heard from Jody, I said, you need to come on my show and tell everyone what you got, what you have planned, what we can do in Minnesota that's actually legal to do. What is it, Jody?
So I'm trying to get the word out to head election judges or any election judges that we can hand count our ballots in order to verify the machines because they're asking us to sign.
So Jody, in the state of Minnesota, the election judges, if they choose, they don't have to go in and ask to do it. They can have the right to hand count. Is that correct?
They do. It's a backup procedure in case something happens to the machines. So it's in our handbooks. We can do it.
But can you hand count regardless if you even have suspicion?
I would think so. To my knowledge, you can, because we are asked to verify the tabulator slips. And how can we verify the tabulator slips if we can't verify the machine counts?
Right. So we're getting a word out. The word is to all the election judges in Minnesota, if you're watching tonight, I'm going to help Jody get the word out. Hand count. We have many counties, Jody. This matches. We have, I don't know, upwards of a couple hundred counties in this country that are going to hand count and in front of a camera the day on January 9th. So this is really good. The day after. So we're going to have some good information coming out there, but I would like to see all of Minnesota hand counted because I'll tell you what, in the 2020 election, everybody, Donald Trump won the state of Minnesota by 70,000 votes. That's a fact. And by the way, the evidence that I all have, the judges or the government now has said I can release the Dennis Montgomery data. But they still have, my lawyers are saying, well, we need to subpoena. We subpoenaed Clapper, Brennan, all these other people that we subpoenaed. And so that's sitting there. But when that happens, you'll be able to see, let's see, check out Minnesota. So, Jody, you lived in Minnesota all your life?
My whole life.
Right. Yep. Do you believe, as we were growing up and everything, we're not a blue state. Do you agree?
Not
even close. Not even close. What they've been doing here, we've been stuck in. This has been one of the biggest reveals for us in Minnesota. You know, this crime goes back a long way. We've had things, elections happen in Minnesota before that were very suspect. You know, but did we all know about the machines then? No. We know a lot more now than we knew then, and we're gonna. This election, once again, we're watching from every angle, having the election judges in Minnesota hand count these ballots would be a godsend. Do you have any yourself that you know of? Have you convinced any or talked to any that we have?
There's hundreds of them, actually, that I've been talking to. There's a lot. So,
okay, awesome.
We're just trying to build confidence.
Yeah, right. Don't name them. We don't want them.
No, I won't name them.
Yeah, don't name them. We don't want the horrible media attacking. That's what they do. Anybody that's attacked. You just heard about Colorado. They're going after changing the rules right before the game here. Let's change the rules. And if you don't do it, we're gonna have the FBI bash your door in. So anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jody, and thanks for coming on.
I wanted to add that you can go to causeofamerica.org. And we'll have the information that we need. If you fill out the get involved form, we'll have more information there to give you confidence on the hand counting procedures and all the information you need to make an informed decision as an election judge.
Okay, what's that website? What's that website one more time?
It's causeofamerica.org.
Oh, Cause of America. Yeah, that's mine. Yep. I didn't hear that part. You hear that, everybody? Yep. The causeofamerica.org. Okay. Is it the Minnesota chapter?
You can just go on the causeofamerica.org.
So we put it up there. That's good. Okay. Yep. That's awesome, everybody.
So the get involved form.
Right. Okay. Perfect. So go to Cause of America. That's causeofamerica.org and see what Jody's talking about there. Get involved, boy. If every place, just like Minnesota, where election judges can do a hand count, oh, that's going to be a great camera angle. And it'll be January 9th is going to be, November 9th is a very big day, very interesting day of all the wins, but also all the crime. We'll have both in two hands, you know. So thanks, Jody. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Logan, I think I got the audio and the video before we go to Patrick Colbeck. I think this is the video we're looking for from Robin Voss. Here we go. You know, give me audio on this. You ready? Okay, here we go. Are you not? Yeah, no, my player's not muted. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
We'll work on it. All right.
Well, we're going to have you keep that clip and get that clip working, because every day leading up to the election, that's my Robin Voss liar kit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or liar's kit.
All right,
Robin Voss, blatant lie, caught on tape. Wisconsin, if I went like this in Wisconsin, I'd say, you guys, Robin Voss lied. They'd all be going like this. Really? You know? He's a liar, and don't believe any of his ads that are coming out that you see out there. Vote for Adam Steen, and you got to write him in.
Joining us now is Patrick Colbeck. Patrick, what's the breaking news in Michigan?
Well, actually, we got multiple pieces of breaking news this morning. The breaking news that we filed a motion for the judge to hold Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in contempt for not following his court order after 13 days of inactivity.
Wow.
Recently, this is literally hot off the press at 7:30 Eastern time today, received a notice from Judge Swartzel notifying the defendant, Jocelyn Benson, and her legal team, which includes Mark Elias, the former Hillary Clinton lawyer. They have till noon tomorrow to explain why they haven't complied with his order, and it's been 13 days since then. And just to put this in context, the order was for her to update her poll challenger manual to comply with the law. She violated the law on five different subjects, including prohibiting poll challengers from recording the subject of their challenges with a mobile phone, for example, with recording devices. So this is a big deal, and we got the elections right around the corner right now, and she decided that instead of updating her unlawful guidance to election officials, she spent the time and with her defense team issuing over 460 pages of legal pleadings instead of updating five paragraphs in her manual to comply with the law. And now we're holding her accountable. And if you read between the lines on the letter that I just got regarding Judge Swartzel's order to the defendants to explain themselves, the judge is ticked off that they're not complying with his order. And just to put this in context, this is the fifth time Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has issued unlawful guidance and has been ordered by a court to comply with the law.
Patrick, doesn't this come right on the heels of the ruling the other week where we got a great ruling from a judge in Michigan? Just, is that one of the five you're talking about?
Yeah, well, that was the one that spurred this motion was implemented by Ann Howard, our lawyer. She said, listen, they're ignoring us. They're trying to wait out the clock until after the election. We need the motion for a contempt of court. And that's what's been put out. And the judge said, you know what, I can't rule on this in an ex parte or one party only manner. I need to go off and hear from the other side as to why they're not complying. And so they got till noon tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So noon tomorrow. Can you come on Lindell TV and give us an update? I don't care what time of day it is, and we'll break into one of the shows, whoever's the host is. Right, Brandon?
Yep, we can do that. Absolutely.
That's a new thing we're doing on Lindell TV, is we're breaking into all of our host shows, and because they want the breaking news here, too. And we have quite a lineup, everybody, at Frank's Beach. Everybody should get the app 24/7 here on Lindell TV, Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2, Lindell TV 3. So if you got that breaking news, I think that's what we're going to – I just decided that, Brandon. We'll have people can call in to the, you know, they like people like Patrick and say, hey, I got breaking news, or, you know, and we'll bring them on right there. That's where, you know, break in. That's what they do. I just watched, even Fox does that, and they usually don't talk about anything.
It's a big victory for us. We got a legal team that's awesome. Got a forward lean, and they decided to go on offense instead of just waiting passively on defense. Ann Howard and her team have been doing a great job.
That is awesome. How can the audience help you guys out?
Spread the word. Let law enforcement know. I mean, I got it out to all the law enforcement officers I know in Michigan, but let them know our Secretary of State has issued unlawful guidance and that they should be on the side of the poll challengers if they cite failure to comply with this court order. And so we're doing our best to get the word out. You know, getting on the show right now, that helps us because we got to spread the word.
Yeah, we got to spread the word, everybody. And right there, too, you see Patrick has a book, The 2020 Coup. That's available at mystore.com, too, everybody. We got it on sale there. Use that promo code L77. You'll save even more. It's at mystore.com. And believe me, the books that are up there, they all got to come through me. Amazing, awesome book. And Patrick, I know you're working on the other one, the Moment of Truth Summit book. When do we expect that? Before the first of the year, maybe?
I need a little bit of a break after this election. So,
all right, we'll give you to February 1st. February 1st, how's that?
All right, yeah, just give me a chance for a little bit of a breather and kind of shake around this paint can that's my head right now.
You're one of the heroes in our country, and I can't believe
that
all the great people in Michigan, they just keep going, don't they?
They do. And by the way, keep Catherine and Greg in your prayers, too. This is their third day in jail out in Texas. Here we have a serial lawbreaker with the Michigan Secretary of State who's violated 5 court orders and hasn't complied with the law 5 times. And we've got Catherine and Greg just simply refused to give up a confidential FBI informant that the FBI in L.A. County could give the name if they thought it was okay to give the name. But they're not doing so. They want Catherine and Greg to release it. So this is just, we got a 2-tier justice system right now that needs to get addressed. And I'm hoping that we can continue at least a victory here in Michigan. And you know what? Wouldn't it be nice to see Jocelyn Benson behind bars for her serial law breaking? That would be kind of nice,
absolutely.
Don't you think?
She's got to be one. When we melt them down, we're hoping it's one. And she's right there with Ratzenberger and the gang.
Amen.
Pat. Patrick, I have a question, or maybe if you can clarify the, you know, you got the Koenig case that's came out of Michigan, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So they're out of Michigan. If you can, in a quick nutshell, explain that's what they did. That's the China connection there. Now, how does Catherine and Greg, how does that tie into that? Because isn't that their evidence of what they have or what they said about them? I read this today. It's very ironic. It's kind of like myself. My evidence is my Dennis Montgomery evidence, but yet the government didn't want you all to see it. I mean, it's crazy. They're attacking me from every angle, but my evidence, they're suing me and everything. And here's my evidence over here with Dennis Montgomery. Now, isn't that very similar to what Catherine and Greg, because didn't the Koenig people go after them? Could you go ahead and tell us what?
So similar to another friend of mine, they were accused of defamation by a certain computer company. And Koenig actually filed a defamation lawsuit against Catherine and Greg. They actually had the audacity of calling him racist, which is a you know, bald-faced lie on its face. And right. The ironic thing, to your point, is that in parallel with that defamation case, there is an actual FBI prosecution, a criminal case for the Koenig CEO, Eugene Yu, having violated his contract with LA County and shared information overseas with the Chinese government. So to your point, the case that Catherine and Greg are making is that they found the Koenig CEO sharing data with the Chinese government overseas. All right. And the defamation case is saying that that's not true. Meanwhile, we've actually got a federal court action involving an arrest of that CEO that claims the very same thing that Catherine and Greg are claiming. And so really, in a just world, the criminal case would be decided. Then they would entertain the civil case. But the here's the really bizarre thing about this, Mike, is that this judge, Kenneth Hoyt, in Texas, is asking for and putting Catherine and Greg in jail because they refused to give the identity of a third person who was in the room watching this data, or actually viewing this data. Catherine and Greg have stated publicly that they don't have access to the data. They just saw it from on the screen, computer screen of a gentleman who was able to get access to that data. So what the judge is asking for is a list of everybody who has seen that data. Now, I don't know about you, but I watch a lot of drama movies where the bad guy in the movie is always saying, so has anybody else seen this information? and that list of people who've seen the information turns into a hit list. And I'm a little concerned that this has no bearing on the case. Who cares who's seen it?
Right.
The defamation suit is about who's telling the truth and who's not. And the fact that the judge is asking for this kind of sends a chill up my spine.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, and we're praying for Catherine and Greg. God bless them for not giving up those people's names. I'll tell you a very similar here thing that happened to me today, but which was Jeff O'Donnell, everybody. Now, I'm getting out in front of this. I call them Roto-Rooters or whatever, the sewer company, but it's not the sewer company. It's Routers or what's that brand of the
Reuters?
Reuters, okay. So Reuters is doing this hit piece on the Cyber Symposium. They're going after Dennis Montgomery saying, here's the Cyber Symposium data. Before we even put the data out there, when Jeff O'Donnell went and validated the data, I was just on an interview with Jeff and this journalist from Reuters today. Did I say that right, Brandon?
Yeah, it's Reuters,
Okay, so I'm on the phone with them, and he asked, well, who else has seen and validated Dennis Montgomery's data? And I said, do you realize that Jeff's the only one that was brave enough to go on that stage down in Missouri to get up there and say, I have seen the data? Because why? Because they go hit jobs on them. They attack them and attack them. Jeff's getting attacked across the country, because he's worked for 40 years in this cyber business. 40 years, everybody. That's what he did. 40 years, and he didn't know me from Adam. He met me, there was five cyber people. The interview today with this guy, and it was pretty interesting because Jeff said, the guy goes, well, can you tell me the other ones that have validated the data? I go, I'm not going to give you that. And if a judge tried to make me do that, I would do the same thing as Catherine and them. I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through what I went through, attack after attack. You went through it, Patrick. We've all went through this because it doesn't make sense. But before all this started, everybody, we had normal lives. There were all these people, not just a few of us that they're trying to put in the news, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, anybody out there that says anything. Remember, on January 7th, everybody, 7th and 8th of 2021, 1.2 million Americans were canceled. They lost their livelihoods because of their Vimeos, their YouTubes. Churches were canceled on Vimeo and YouTube that spoke out. They were canceled on Zuckerberg's Facebook, Twitter. Our voices were canceled because of, so what they did, what's the biggest thing they had to do to take our country? Take our voice, Patrick, you've said it before. You viewed the Scooby-Doo scenario, the meddling kids. Well, you know what? We don't care. We're going to keep going, right? And
absolutely. No matter what they do, eventually light conquers darkness. And there's a lot of people exposing the light on what happened, and not just in 2020 election, but they're exposing what's happening in this 2022 election already.
Well, we're going to get rid of the machines. We're going to get rid of the machines. Thank you, Patrick, for the update. You bring us hope every time you come on now. Between you and Garland
no pressure.
Here's the hope. The Michigan hope, I'll call you. The Michigan hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. We also have update from Sharona. Judge will issue his statement later out of Colorado, but it does seem like the judge heard the clerk's case. The Deputy Secretary of State actually concurred with the facts our attorney brought, she writes. So we'll keep you posted on that. Let's go to the screen real quick. We've already let you know about what's going on over at MyPillow. I want to remind you what's going on over at MyStore. Over at MyStore, again, we've got this great special being offered The subscription to the My Coffee makes a great Christmas gift, and you get the free Go Anywhere My Pillow. Then, of course, we have the brand new shopping channel for my store. You can watch and find out about all the products, the entrepreneurs, what they did to get their product to market. You can check out all of that. Very interesting stories behind all of these products. And then as you scroll down, you just keep clicking more and more. This is the home for American entrepreneurs.
There's Patrick. There's Patrick's book. Scroll up. There it is, everybody. Right there. You just see them.
That's
the
it.
2020 coup. There it is, everybody. Get these great products. Use promo code L77. I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting Lindell TV, Frank's Beach, and everything we're doing for the country. And all of you out there, thanks for the prayers. Keep praying for Catherine and Greg.
Yep.
I think they're up. I was going to ask Patrick. I think they're appealing to get out. Is that what they're doing, or do they just have to sit there? Is it a standoff?
Well, the last report I heard was they have to sit there until they give up the information.
Well, you know what, everybody? I don't believe that. Where's that? We've skipped. That's communism at its best.
Yep.
You've got the crooked Secretary of State of Michigan and Colorado and Georgia. They're all committing crimes right and left and right and left. And contempt of court like you wouldn't believe. You just heard it from Patrick. And they just run around like they're no. It's every day. They're probably sitting watching our show right now, Brandon.
That's true. That's the Lindell Report. Support Mike's work. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code L77. Another great report by Mike Lindell. Tonight I will have Dale Bigtree, the high wire with me, Gordon Chang on China, and some rabbis in Israel say they're talking to the Messiah. Well, we know it's not the Messiah. Who are they talking to, perhaps, then? You don't want to miss tonight's Brandon House Live. But first, the Worldview Report, and that begins right now. Thanks for watching the Lindell Report. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.